We continue the Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Hey Amud Beis. We're going to begin the first line on the top of the page, Mana Ani Mili. The Gemara begins by referencing the Braisa which appeared on the previous Amud, Daf Dalad, Amud Aleph, Daf Dalad, Amud Beis, where the Braisa listed various obligations that are subject to the Isser of Baal Ta'acher. And the Gemara is now going to introduce another Braisa which is going to break down the pasuk, which serves as a source for these particular applications. The pasuk, which is going to be broken down almost word by word, phrase by phrase. So the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh reads, "Ki sidor nedel Hashem Elokecha lo sa'acher l'shalmo," that when you take a vow to Hashem, you shall not delay in fulfilling that vow. "Ki deroshi deshenu Hashem Elokecha me'imach vayavacha chet," because Hashem will surely seek a payment from you, and if you do not pay, so you will be left with a chait, with a sin. So this is in a general sense, the source for the Isra of Baal Ta'acher. And now, again, the Braisa is going to break down piece by piece. The Tanu Rabbanan, we learn in the Braisa, Ki Sidor Neder. The pasuk begins by saying, when you make a vow, Ein li ela neder, from here I would only know a neder, a vow, nedava minayin, from where do I know that a nedava is also subject to the Isra of Baal Ta'acher? Now, what is the technical difference, before we get to the Bryce's answer, what is the difference between a neder and a nedava? So Rashi says, neder is harei alai, when a person says, I accept upon myself to bring, let's say, an animal as a korban, and a nedava is when a person says, harei zu. Person actually designates a specific animal which will be brought as a korban. So what is the difference between the two? So the difference is, let's say the animal gets lost. When a person says, harei alai, so he's accepting upon himself the obligation to fulfill this vow, and if something should happen to the animal that he had in mind, so he would have to go ahead and designate another animal in its place. However, if a person says, harei zu, so in that particular case, he is just accepting the obligation to bring a certain animal as a korban, but not beyond that. So if the animal gets lost, he's not required to. So from this pasuk, we would only know that a person is subject to the Isra Baal Ta'acher when dealing with a neder. But how do we know about a nedava? So says the Braisa, Nemer kan neder, v'nemer lahalon, im neder, neder o nedava. Over here, the pasuk says neder, and elsewhere, the pasuk says, im neder o nedava. The pasuk says regarding a neder or a nedava. So in this particular case, we have a use of the word neder in one place, use of the word neder in the other place, and we say malohala nedava imo, just as over there, a nedava is included together with the neder. Afkan, so too over here, nedava imo, even though our pasuk, you see, the neder doesn't specify a nedava, but we see by way of this gezeira shava that there is there's an assumption that as it says neder in one place, and it also implies in the Dava, so too over here. Continues the pasuk, Lashem Elokecha, right? The pasuk says, Kisi de neder, Lashem Elokecha to Hashem, your God. Elu, this includes Hadamin, Ha'arachin, V'Hacharamin, V'Hagdeshas. So this includes all different types of vows that we had explained on the previous Amud, Erchin, and Damin, Charamin, Hagdeshas. These are all different ways that people dedicate, take certain pledges which are dedicated to the Bedek HaBayis, to the upkeep of the Mikdash. And this is all included in Hashem Elokecha. And Rashi explains, Shehein Kodshe Bedek HaBayis, V'kulun Hashem V'ein L'Kohanim Bahen Klum. The reason this is all included in Hashem Elokecha is because the Kohen does not have any right, any access to these pledges. They are Kulun Hashem. They go completely towards the Bedek HaBayis. Continues the Pasuk, Lo Sa'acher L'Shamo. You should literally not delay in payment and fulfillment of this vow. Hu v'lo chilufav. From here we see that this applies to this, but not its substitute. Now this particular reference is not something we'd seen previously. Rashi says, l'kami mefarish lo, that in a little later, the Gemara is going to explain exactly what this means. So right now we don't know exactly what hu v'lo chilufav means. We'll see shortly. Continues the Braisa, ki darosh yidrashenu. Because Hashem will certainly demand it. Elu chatos v'ashamos olus ushlamim. So this refers to the various obligations that a person is required to bring, various sacrificial obligations. Chatos, asham, olus, and shlamim. So Rashi explains over here, shehein nidrashim mimcha, because these are going to be demanded of you, shaharei chovehim mutalin alecha, because these are considered to be obligations. And so therefore the Pasuk says, Ki darosh yidashenu, that I will seek payment for you because they are obligations. We know that we're not talking about voluntary karbanos over here, because we know that we can have voluntary karbanos. Not, you can't have a voluntary chatos and asham, you can have a voluntary olun ashlamim. We know that's not what it's talking about over here, because we hear it already, the pasuk begins, kisidor neder, and we say that that includes a neder and a dava. So it must be over here, kidoroshi deshenu, is referring specifically to chatos hashamas olun ashlamim, which are chovos. Hashem elokecha, then the pasuk continues to say, Hashem, your God, Elu tzedakos u'maisos ha'bachor. This is reference to tzedakos, which means pledges to charity, masros, and we're talking over here about maisos of produce, not animals, u'bachor, and when it comes to bringing the bachor, the firstborn animal. And Rashi points out that we are able to include these additional obligations in the words Hashem Elokecha, because technically that phrase Hashem Elokecha is extra. It is certainly, it would seem in context to be redundant, because the pasuk previously said L'Hashem Elokecha, right? The pasuk says Ki sid nonadeh L'Hashem Elokecha Lo sacher del shamo Ki derosh yidershenu Hashem Elokecha. The pasuk repeats Hashem Elokecha seemingly unnecessarily. So it's on that basis that the Braisa goes ahead and says, oh, so this is now coming to be marbe, this is coming to include tzedakos u'maisros u'bachor me'imach, literally of you, from you, zeleket shechem peya. This comes to include leket shechem peya. We pointed out last time these are the obligations that a person must leave for aniyim when harvesting his field, and this is all included in me'imach. Rashi explains the derivative of this drasha, shehin chelko shel ani, because they are technically part of the chelik v'ani, d'chsiv bey es ani imach, because the pasuk says regarding a poor person, a needy person, imach, with you, from you. So here as well, when the pasuk says me'imach, we know that this is referring to leket shecha upeya. And then concludes the braisa of ahayu b'cha chet, and there will be literally a sin in you b'cha v'lo b'karban cha chet, and there will not be a sin in your karban. Which means, says Rashi, in a karban nifsa b'kach, that if a person is in violation of the isser of lo sa'acher, b'al tacher, so then he is the one who carries, who bears the sin. However, the sin does not become transferred to the karban, so there's no psul in the animal, and the animal can still be brought after such a delay. Okay, the Mara now goes and references the part of the Braisa that had yet to be explained. Amar, it had previously said in the Braisa, Lo sacher l'shamo, hu v'lo chilufav. It said that based on the words, Lo sacher l'shamo, he should not delay in paying for it. Who, that is a reference to it, meaning this particular animal, v'lo chilufav, and not its substitute. So it says the Gemara, chilufay mai. What type of substitute are we talking about? V'yi chilufay olu shlamim mikrav karvi. If we're talking about a chiluf, a substitute for an olor shlamim, so that cannot be what this is referring to, because such a substitute is actually brought as a carbon itself. Says Rashi, kagon ofda, let's say a person designates an animal as a carbon ola, and then the animal gets lost. V'hifish acheras tachteha, and he sets aside another animal in its stead, and then v'acharkach nimtzes rishona, and then the afterwards, subsequently, after separating a second animal, the first one is found. He would be required to go ahead and bring the first carbon and the second one as a kapara. So it can't be, therefore, when it says velo chilufa, it cannot be referring to chilufe ola. So it says the Gemara says, and then the Gemara says, chilufe chatas, if we're talking about a chilufa or a chatas, lemisa azla. So the din is that it is left literally to die. In a situation where a person designates an animal to be a carbon chatas and the animal gets lost, and he brings another one in its place, so once the Bailam has achieved kapara by bringing the other animal, so if he finds the first one, so the din is that it is left to die. A person cannot go ahead and take that animal for himself. So what then does it mean over here when it says, Lo sa'acher l'shamo hu v'lo chilufav? Elamai chilufav, what does that mean? It must be chilufei toda. This is referring to the substitute of a toda, which became mixed up with the original one. So the case over here is where a person designates an animal to be brought as a carbon toda, he loses that animal, and then finds, and then designates another one. And then he finds the first one, and says, Rashi says, kagon shnis arva b'rishona. Now they get mixed up. So now we have two animals, and we don't know which is which. V'kaimelon, the halachi is, azevach atoda chalos atoda tu'un alechem, v'lo chalifasa, v'lo tumurasa tu'un alechem. That we only bring one of them as a carbon toda. The Tani Rabbi Chiya, as Rabbi Chiya taught, Toda Shinazav b'tmura. So if a Toda becomes mixed up with its Tmura, which the one that was switched in his place. Umeisa achas mihen, one of them dies. Chaverta in la takana. So the other one, the surviving one, has no takana. Literally, there's no remedy. It cannot be brought as a korban. Hechi levad, because after all, what is a person supposed to do? Likrevev v'likarev lechem b'hada. Should he go ahead and should he bring it together with the lechem, with the special 40 loaves of bread that are brought as part of the korban todah? Dilma t'murahi. That can't be, because maybe this is actually the substitute, which the din is brought without bread. Likrevev b'lechem, if you can tell me it should be brought without bread, dilma todahi, maybe this is the original todah, which has to be brought with bread. So therefore, we have somewhat of a practical problem over here that we cannot bring this animal because we don't know if this is the original or the substitute, the nafka meaning being whether or not it is brought with the lachmi toda. Well, if that's so, says the Gemara, v'hakevan delav bas hakravahi krala miyuti lamali. So, well, if that's so, that we're talking about an animal that really is not subject to akrav at all, it's not something that could be brought as a korban, so then why do you need a special miut in the pasuk to tell you that it is not subject to the yisur of Baal Ta'achir? Baal Ta'achir means that the Torah is essentially informing an individual that he is in violation when he postpones the bringing, the fulfillment of a certain obligation. Well, if over here there is no obligation because he cannot bring the animal anyway, so what do you need a special pasuk to say that he's in violation of the yisur of Baal Ta'achir? So Rav Sheshes li olam lemiute chilufei olo shlamim. So Rav Sheshes therefore goes back to an answer that we suggested earlier but rejected. Really, it's coming to exclude the case of chilufei olo shlamim, an animal which is coming as a substitute for an olo shlamim. B'hachamai iskinim, what are we talking about? Kegon she'avru alav shnei regalim v'humam. We're talking about a case where two regalim, two yamim tovim have passed, and then the original ola v'humam becomes blemish, it develops a mum. And he then goes ahead and he transfers the kedusha of that animal to another. And now one more regal passes. So maybe you would think that since this substitute is coming really only on the heels of the first one, it's only coming because the first one became blemished. So then command the over love shalosh regalim dummy. So we should say it's now like three regalim have passed. Kamash Malan comes along the Bryce and says no, that the chiluf, that the substitute animal is considered to be, it's sort of has of its own entity, its own chashivos, its own designation. And so therefore there is now a new count. The shalosh regalim, the three yamim tovim that have to pass before a person is in violation of the yisur baal ta'achir, so that count starts again, even though technically two regalim have already passed, but since he was mechalel the kedusha of the first animal that developed the mumah to the second one, so that count starts over again. So you wait to read the pasuk is lo sacher l'shamo, you should not delay in bringing it. Hu velo chilufav. Rashi explains over here. Silkadaitoch v'hochi kamekor. The pasuk says it im ala echod aver zman ichor chayev. If on the first animal the period passes, so the time period expires and three regalim have passed, so then a person is in violation of Baal Ta'achir. But not if that animal together with its substitute have together passed three regalim without the bringing of the korban.